for a long time, we were asked to establish a government of national union to mobilize all political forces and civil society so that we can go for the north to reestablish our territorial integrity. So the government was formed today, and it starts to work on two aspects. The first one is the recuperation of territorial integrity, and the second aspect is to organize elections.
Now, Hamadou, we are told that out of the 31 ministers who make up the new government, five of them are viewed as close to the coup leader, Captain Amadou Sanogo. Are you trying to appease Captain Sanogo by including some of his supporters?
Well, I don't know how close they are to Captain Sanogo or not. They are in the government to work for Mali. They're not in the government to work for a special person or a dedicated officer. If you are a minister, you work for the government. And if you have worked for the government, you work for the country. So they are here to work for Mali, not for someone.
So tell me, were there any supporters of the elected president who was over?
I don't know. We need to see the details of the government. It was just established tonight. So I don't have the details. I don't know the background of all members. So it's hard to at this juncture to say if they're close to former President Amadou Bani Touré or close to Captain Sanogo or close to whoever.
Do you think there will be some members of the radical Islamists from the north?
As part of the government?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. To be a member of the government, you need to accept two things. You don't accept partition, and you don't express Islamic values to be as a state in Mali. So that's the two values we have.
So what is next now? Because I think your government is supposed to be a government which in turn now will ask for ECOWAS intervention or ask the United Nations for ECOWAS intervention. Is this new government going to make this a priority?
Yes, of course. The government priority I just mentioned to you, they have two priorities. Reestablish territorial integrity of Mali in the north. The second priority is organizing elections. The government will start working as soon as possible and try to get support from ECOWAS, from African Union, and from the United Nations.